Diabetes and prediabetes affect more than 100 million people in the United States. In Connecticut, the chronic disease is disproportionately seen in Black and Latino residents. As Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reports, community health centers are trying to reduce these health disparities and prevent the COVID-19 pandemic from making them worse.
Typically, the foot traffic in and out of the Wheeler Family Health and Wellness Center on Woodland Avenue in Hartford would be pretty steady. But since March, Katura Kinch says in-person activity has been a bit quieter.
We have really taken a hold of offering telemedicine services. So we've been engaging with our most sickest patients, determining where they are mentally, what are some of their needs.
Kinch is the site director at Wheeler's flagship location, where about 80% of patients are Black or Latino. And a new state report shows that the rates of diagnosed diabetes in these two racial and ethnic groups are double the rate in non-Hispanic whites. They experience higher hospitalization and mortality rates too. Kinch says that's why much of their focus before and during the pandemic has been on eliminating barriers to care that can contribute to these disparities in outcomes.
And in many respects, the pandemic really just heightened and concentrated some of those already there issues and barriers that many of our patients face.
There are different kinds of diabetes. Type 2 is the most common. That's when someone produces the hormone insulin, but the body can't use it effectively to regulate blood sugar. Risk factors for developing type 2 can include being inactive, poor eating habits, and having excess weight. Health providers use something called an A1C test to monitor patients' blood sugar levels. The higher they are, the more likely someone is to develop serious health complications.
We reached out to some of those patients that we knew had very elevated A1C levels, and we would check in on those patients pretty frequently, trying to get a sense of their home life situation. Where are they in terms of the pandemic and having their ability to eat their nutritious foods or even maintain their diets.
Environmental and socioeconomic factors, everything from air quality to income, can play roles in someone's risk for developing diabetes or struggle in managing the disease. For some Black and Latino residents, Kinch says that can also include mistrust in the healthcare system. Wheeler deploys community health workers who try to repair these damaged relationships.
And working with individuals with shared cultural experiences, shared lived experiences, in order to best understand where might the disparities lie and how might we assist someone even in respects to their culture and or their race and or their religion.
Dr. Melissa Pensa says some of her diabetes patients at the Fairhaven Community Health Center in New Haven also face language barriers and affordability issues that make it harder for them to prevent or manage diabetes. The center serves a large population of Latino and low-income patients.
Even though our patients have access to Spanish language services here at Fairhaven, so often we'll see a patient in follow-up and they'll say, my medication wasn't at the pharmacy. You know, you call the pharmacy and they're like, oh, it's there, we have refills. You know, so something clearly was lost in translation and they're just, the communication didn't get across.
Pensa is the center's clinical lead for health equity. She helps oversee the diabetes prevention program, which has moved to virtual and remote care. Diabetic nurse educator Abmaridal Montosa says their bilingual family programs aim to stop the cycle of multi-generational diabetes, especially in marginalized groups of people.
So many kids, when they're coming to screening, have already some sort of metabolic disorder going on. And many of the parents are already either there or have prediabetes or hypertension and all these things, that looking at the disease as a whole family, because everyone needs to be on board and make changes.
Diabetes remains the 7th leading cause of death in Connecticut and the United States. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.